Now the last step that we have is to initialize and format that volume with our Windows Server. So we leave the Windows Azure portal and let's head over to the Windows Server host that's connected to your appliance. What we'll do there first is we need to make sure that this server can actually see the volumes. The way we do that is we bring up the iSCSI initiator, which is part of Windows. If you do not have that set up, go ahead and if you click on iSCSI initiator in the Windows Start menu, it'll actually ask if you want to install the service and have that start. So I bring that up, and the first thing we need to do is to make sure that our appliance is viewable by this Windows Server. And if I go to the Discovery tab, and if you don't have anything here, you need to add or discover the portal or discover that appliance. So just click on Discover Portal, put the IP address in of your StorSimple appliance, the one that has the iSCSI-enabled network adapter in it. Click OK, and you should see that now here. If you click Refresh, now the next place to go is over to the Target tab. And if you go to the Targets and click Refresh, you should then see your StorSimple appliance appear there. Now, initially, it'll be set status as inactive, so the first thing that we need to do is to click on that and then say connect. And when I click connect, it should change the status over to connected. Now, my Windows Server is actually talking to my appliance and should be able to discover the volumes. So to see those volumes, I need to actually go to the Computer Manager, and I will bring up Computer Manager. Click on Disk Management in the menu tree on the left. And if I scroll down in the disks that are there, what I should see somewhere is an unallocated amount of space. Now, this is the exact size that I created in the Windows Azure portal, 100 gigs. If you don't see that there, then just right-click on Disk Management and say Rescan the Disks. But I see it, so what I want to do is I want to bring that online. So it's currently offline, so I right-click that, say Bring Online. I right-click Not Initialize and say Initialize the Disk. And I will initialize that disk. And then what I want to do is right-click the actual volume itself and say create a new simple volume. Step through the wizard for this. I'm going to use the entire amount of space. I'm going to assign it a drive letter of D. And I want to format this. So a couple of key pieces of data here is we were going to make this an NTFS file system. And one of the key things I want to do is to the allocation unit size, set that to 64K. And I'll give this a volume label. And I'll just give it kind of the same volume label that I gave in the Windows Azure portal. It just keeps it consistent. And then make sure Perform a Quick Format is selected. And then click on Next and Finish. And that will actually go out and format that drive. And once that's done, we should actually have a working formatted drive available to our end users. Now that's finished, I'm just going to right click that and say explore, and we'll see I have a volume available to me now. Now what I'm going to do is I have some data on my C drive, so I'll just go over to C on my data. Let me select all of this, copy it. I'm going to go back to my D drive, paste that all in there just to see that we actually have a fully functional NTFS file share available to us, and users can start using that right away.